just want y'all to say it real soft.
I want you to lift your hands up like this. Forget about everybody. Get your mind on Jesus Christ. Father, right now I lift up every son and daughter, every boy and girl, every man and woman. I lift them up to you. You know what they stand in need of. Broken and wounded, hurting and desperate, distraught and confused, perplexed and need a touch from you. They came to a concert, but they encountered a Christ. Oh my God, they came to a ceremony and ran into a service. I pray today, God, in the name of Jesus, that your infinite wisdom, your divine grace would move supernaturally. I plead the blood of Jesus over every sin and every weakness and every struggle. Devil, I'm talking to you. You're already defeated. You're already defeated. You're under arrest. I cast you out. I bind your power in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, come in like a flood. Wash them and heal them and restore them. Reclaim the backslider. Save the sinner. Let this be the day that the miracle begins. In the name of Jesus, we pray. I want you to start praising God right where you are, just like you lost your mind. Come on, just praise Him like you got a new beginning. Praise Him like you got a new beginning. Praise Him like you got a new beginning. Praise Him. But somebody show them how to praise God. Yeah. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Woman, thou art loose from thine infirmity. It's over, it's over, it's over, it's over. Loose that man and let him go to die. A miracle.
Oh, he's a wonder in my
soul. I feel that, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio.
I'm thirsty.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria. 88.1 K255BT Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9 K223BI Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5 KQJO St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3 He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, Mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
KAYT listeners, help us welcome 100.1 FM in Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to Sunday Worship here at Christian Love Baptist Church, where our pastor is Reverend Larry R. Turner. We're located at 3515 Hudson Boulevard, Alexandria, Louisiana. We, the Christian Love family, would love for you to come worship with us. Our Sunday school starts at 9:30 a.m., followed by our worship service at 11. Come experience our midweek worship service on Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. Our doors are always open. It's always worth a visit here at Christian Love Baptist Church.
Hallelujah. I want to sing Zion songs in my heavenly, heavenly home. I'm coming, Lord. by myself. Don't call the roll till I get there. Well, I'm coming, Lord, all by myself. Don't call the roll till I get there. I wanna walk the streets of gold. I wanna touch the pearly gates. I wanna be some milk and honey in that land where there is plenty. I wanna do the holy dance. I wanna shout hallelujah. I wanna sing Zion song in my heavenly, heavenly home. I'm coming, Lord, all by myself. Don't call the roll till I get there. I'm coming, Lord, all by myself. I can't answer for nobody yet. I can't answer for my mother. Can't answer for my father. Can't answer for my sisters. Not even my brother. But I'm coming, Lord, all by myself. I wanna walk streets of gold. I wanna touch the pearly gates. I wanna be some milk and honey in that land where there is plenty. I wanna do the holy dance. I wanna shout hallelujah. I wanna sing Zion song in my heavenly, heavenly home. I'm coming, Lord, all by myself. For nobody else. I'm coming, Lord, all by myself. I can't answer for nobody else. I wanna walk the streets of gold. I wanna touch the pearly gates. I wanna be some milk and honey in that land where there is plenty. I wanna do the holy dance. I wanna shout hallelujah. I wanna sing Zion song in my heavenly, heavenly home. I'm coming, Lord, all by myself. I can't answer for nobody yet. I'm coming, Lord, all by myself. I can't answer for nobody yet. Don't call the road. Don't call my name. Don't sign my name till I get there. Don't call the roll off. Don't call the roll off. Don't sign my name. Don't sign my name. I want to hear servant. Servant, well done. I want to hear servant. Servant, well done. Get there. I want to hear servant, servant, well done. I want to hear servant, servant, well done. I'm coming, Lord.
sister. Right now, I want to prophesy to myself. You look better. I see you walking in favor and prosperity too. To pray for you.
Watch God, watch God. Watch God, watch God. out, Jezebel. Help me out, Jezebel.
For you. You pray for me. Watch God change me. Oh, yeah, yeah. I pray for you. You pray for me. Watch God change me. Yeah. I pray for you. Yeah. You pray for me. Watch God change me. I pray for you.
You pray for me.
Business in. Just lost three friends. There's some conversation that you ought not even be a part of. Somebody slow over here. Let me talk to these folk over here. There are some conversations that you ought not even be a part of, because when you grin, you in. That's some stuff you gotta learn how to be artful and masterful in doing, and that is making an escape. I'm talking about when they go to talking about him or talking about her, stuff that does not matter or mean anything to you, what shall not bring you any profit, then you shall move away. Secondly of all, watch this, it's time to grow up. Secondly of all, notice in verse 11, because he says, when I was a child. Secondly of all, we see that your anointing demands stability. Talk back to me if you can. It demands that you be stable, that you stay. You know why God couldn't bless some folk in 14? It's because they wouldn't stay still. You know why some people don't ever make more over minimum wage? It's because they keep changing jobs. They hadn't gotten it yet. They hadn't gotten mature enough to know yet that the Rodney, they hadn't gotten mature enough yet to know that the job is not there to make them happy. The job is there so that they can get more seed to sow more seed. My hands up. Are you with me yet? I wish I had some more folk that didn't mind about it. We quit job because folk won't make me happy. Well, Pastor, you know I quit because they just don't make me happy there no more. They're not there to make you happy. They're there to pay you for your work that you do, so therefore you can have more seed to put in the ground so that God can give you more. Watch this. Watch this. About really. It demands stability in what and who you believe in, and whose you are in Christ, knowing your place. I'm talking about it, and I'm talking about it demands stability. When we know that we are in Christ, when we know that we are stable, when we know that we are where we are supposed to be in Christ, we will be still. Psalms 46 and 10 says, be still and know that I'm the Lord.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There are some folk that have left here and didn't even know that their destiny was tied to this pulpit. Y'all looking at me strange.
Yes, sir.
They didn't even know that their destiny was tied to the pulpit, that God had them here because he wanted them to be here, because he sent them here at first, because he wanted to make sure that they would hear the word here and grow. But they've been lured, tricked, hoodwinked, bamboozled away. I'm talking about I got you know, just because Reb don't do what I want him to do, just because he don't act the way I want him to act. I'm not T.D. Jakes. Are you with me yet? I'm not Creflo Dollar. I don't preach the way Creflo Dollar preach. I don't preach the way T.D. Jakes preach. I don't preach the way Kenneth Copeland preach. I'm Larry Richmond Turner. Can I help three more people? It ain't but one of me. I like being me. I don't know what you like being, but I like being me. I can't sing like Rance Allen, but I guarantee you I strike an F when it's supposed to be an A, but it sound good to God. I don't know about 30 count, second count, 20 count. I don't know anything about that. All I know is I know that the Lord has made a way. Watch this. It demands stability. Your anointing demands that you be. Are we hearing this tonight?
Yeah.
Your anointing demands that you be stable. Watch this. Stability brings on patience.
Yes,
and patience, God will. There are some folk here that I've been trying to teach them to pray for patience. And they're afraid. They're afraid, Clifford. They're afraid. They're afraid to pray for patience because they don't know, or they don't want God to test them.
Yes, sir.
So they figure, if I don't pray for patience, then God will just leave me alone.
Yes, sir.
Let me help three people over here. Yes, if God leave you alone, that means the devil got something to do with you. That means the devil got a job for you. The devil will never leave you unemployed. Watch this. Y'all getting quiet on me. Watch this. Last thing. It demands stability in knowing your place. First of all, in 1 Corinthians 15 and 50, he tells us, Paul tells us to stand in our calling. When you are stable, you stand in your calling. And then in 1 Corinthians 16 and 13, he says, stand, watch, and be strong.
Yeah.
I wish I had three believers. Doc, you just talked about it. You just stand, watch, and be strong. I wish I had three believers. This is why God won't allow some things to happen in some folk life, because they're too weak. They break down at every situation, everything. They go to crying, and guess what? They start crying and they spill their problems to the enemy. I wish I had three believers there. The only way some folk can betray you is they have to get in your camp. Can I help three people? Why you think she fooling with your man? You told her about him. Why you think she tempt you? Why you think she wore blue every day? She wore a blue skirt, she wore a blue blouse, she wore a blue shoe. It because homeboy, when you got to talking to her, you told her that you like blue. Y'all getting quiet on me, y'all. The enemy knows what sometimes we spill over to the enemy, what the enemy, are you with me yet?
Yeah.
How did she tempt you? Well, baby, she wore blue every day. She wore blue pants, blue this, blue stocking, blue everything, blue everything. Almost slipped, blue everything. She wore blue neck, bang, but blue ribbons, blue. Therefore, Satan knows exactly what we want. Watch this. Thirdly of all, it's time to grow up. Thirdly of all, in verse 12, we see that Paul says, for we see, which tells us that now we are inclusive.
Yeah.
It says now the whole church should be able to see.
That's right.
So if we see through a glass.
Yes, sir, Reverend.
He says, and the glass is a bit dim. He says, but after a while, things are going to clear up. Which thirdly tells us that our anointing demands separation. Not only do your anointing demands maturity, but then it demands stability. But thirdly of all, are y'all hear what I'm saying? It demands separation. There are some folk and some things you gotta separate yourself from. You gotta separate yourself in 2015 of powerless practices.
Come on, sir.
Oh, Lord. I'm talking about giving your time to things that does not yield you a thing.
My God.
Powerless places.
Uh-huh.
A club is a powerless place.
Talk,
I wish I had three believers.
You got some.
A place where there's nothing but negativity.
Yeah.
Is a powerless place.
Yeah. All right.
A place where all folk do is backbite, rob, steal, and kill you of your joy. That's a powerless place. In fact, the Bible has a name for that place that doesn't have nothing but negativity and hatred and degradation and pains. The Bible called that place Lodabar. You ought to come out of that powerless place. This ought to be your year to come on out of Lodabar. This should be your year. Shoot, I can feel myself now. I believe I can feel my help to come out of powerless places. From around powerless people. People that don't have any power. People that don't have any prayer power. People that don't have any faith power. It's time. You've been in the storm too long. And the reason why some things have been happening to you in your life, shoot, I can feel my help coming now, is because you've been in the place where you are much too long. I wish somebody would tell the world that now I know that I am better than what they say that I am. I wish you quit letting them call you out of your name. You see, they've called you everything but a child of God. But do I have three people in the house that knows that this is your year to finally grow up?
Yeah.